Welcome into the Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Shaver, bringing you all things from the real estate world and mommy life. Welcome into your May 2025 edition of Motherhood. I'm your host, Morgan Shaver, bringing you all things from the real estate world and mommy life. So as always, I am first going to do an update on my life, and then I get to be joined by a wonderful special guest who I have with me, who is probably the most near and dear to my heart guest I will ever have on here. So again, an update on the world of the Shavers. We have something very big happening this month. We are going to have, and I feel like I've been pregnant forever at this point, but I am going to finally be bringing my daughter into this world on, cross our fingers, May 19th or before at St. Anne's in Westerville. And we are so excited for her to join our chaos. And the kids, Oakland, who is now four, my daughter Collins, who is still one, her birthday is on May 16th, so the girls will be about 2 days apart, or 3 days apart. We're excited for something new to happen for the kids, too, because they can feel it happening. You know, they always love to touch my belly. They are asking me when baby sister is going to be here, so we'll make sure to announce that name at our next podcast as well. I am... and I love this question that I've been getting recently. I am working all the way up to my due date just because I think that's what moms do. We are just wired that way. My favorite question is, how long is your maternity leave going to be? And this is, again, one of my favorite questions I'm getting because, like my special guest sitting here with me, she is going to help me out too. I have a wonderful team, the Lundquist Group. Obviously, with Coldwell Banker, we all help each other out, and we are all moms. We're there for each other, and I won't luckily have to take a maternity leave just because I have all of them to have my back. A lot of real estate, too, is done, I tell people, in increments. So a lot of times I work on the weekends. I work when other people don't. So yes, those first couple weeks are going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but that's okay. That's why we have our team, and I can fall back on them whenever I need. So some people get very upset, or they're like, oh no, Morgan, why are you not taking a maternity leave? But we're just fortunate that way, that real estate, you can do it from wherever, as long as it's not a showing. That's where my team will step in and help me out with showings. But you can do it from wherever, and I am, again, blessed that I absolutely love my job, that it's my adult time, and that I won't really have to be stepping away for a whole 12 weeks or however long maternity leave usually is. So we are so excited for that to happen. And next podcast, no matter what, she will be here. So that is very, very exciting. Now a cool thing to talk about that's been on a lot of people's minds is, how is the market? Because we were going from the spring market, we're going to hit the summer market here pretty soon. Kids are going to be out of school. How is the market, and what is it doing? I would say it is changing almost weekly at this point. We are hearing interest rates can be as low as 6.63%, which is great from hearing the number 7 in front of interest rates, but there are some weeks where it's teetering up right on close to the 7%, maybe even hitting into the 7% range. So that can really change your buying power, even just that small percentage waving. Don't sit on the back burner and wait for interest rates at this point to come down. Don't make that your driving factor if you are going to buy a house or not. That's where you can refinance, and that's a whole different ballgame. But if you find a house that you actually want to look at, see if you feel like right now is your time to buy a house, then explore it. See what's out there. Don't just let the media or interest rates, that number, dictate whether or not you are going to buy or sell right now, because something is always going to be in your way, I guess, with buying or selling. Something, you know, if interest rates are down, that means more people are going to be in competition to buy that house, which means you might have to offer over, you might have to offer terms to the sellers that are more favorable to them. So something will always come back around. It all evens out usually in the end. Special guest, would you like to say anything about the market right now? Anything crazy?
I agree with you. It is changing, and we're all kind of just going with the flow and trying to figure out the changes, because some houses are staying on the market and some houses are still flying off the market. And there is just no way for us to predict how it's going to go. So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun to see the changes happening. We all kind of knew it was going to happen and we were ready for the change. But yeah, I totally agree with you. You can't sit and wait until that perfect time, because it'll never happen. Nothing will be perfect.
Yep.
But it all ebbs and flows and it all balances out.
Yep, it always does. And it, you know, the market, we're never going to be at where we were during COVID. And I hope to goodness we never are. A lot of people, I think, looked at both of us and any real estate agent, and they are thinking, oh, how great is it that you're getting 30 to 40 offers on a house? And let me tell you right now, it sounds like a dream come true, but in the end, you are presenting those 30 to 40 offers to sellers who are extremely then overwhelmed, and you're like, how do I even decide who will be the offer that we accept? So thankfully, I don't think we will be dipping back into that for a very long time, maybe ever, which is okay. But right now, the market is trying to steady itself, and we're okay with that. Like we said, too, it's so unpredictable, which is the hard thing. You know, we have houses going in 24 hours that we've listed, and then we have houses that have sat for 24 days. And we get the question, well, what makes that one better than the other? I wish we could tell you. And if we knew, we would make every house go in 24 hours. You know, it would make our lives a lot easier. But also, that can be stressful on the other hand, because then sellers can think, coulda, shoulda, woulda, we left it on a little longer. Could we have gotten a little bit more? So it all balances out. But luckily, that's what we're here for, is a sounding board, just to help you through a process that a lot of times people are going through for the first time, haven't gone through in years, or, you know, again, this is their first time in, I don't even compare years as in like 5 to 10 years, 35 years. We're getting a lot of people who are coming to us now and saying we need to downsize. So, and that's a whole different ballgame too, because the market was so different 35, 40 years ago. So that is a little bit how the market is going. Again, we will touch on it in our next month too, and that will be our summer month when kids are out of school, a lot of things let loose. We will update you on how that market is going as well. For the last part of my updates for the world of Morgan Shaver is my quote of the month. And this is a driving quote from what is going to be happening on Sunday that is very near and dear to my heart and my special guest's heart, his Mother's Day. So my quote is, a mother's love is the fuel that enables a normal human to do the impossible. So we both can say that a mother's love will literally take you to places you never thought it would. So let me say that one more time. A mother's love is the fuel that enables you, a normal human being, to do the impossible. So that is by a woman named Marilyn Gargetti. And she is an American poet. This is by far her most, when I typed in on Google, I'll be honest, a Mother's Day quote, this was by far the one that was everywhere. And I kept looking into it and kept looking into it. And I wanted someone who was a little bit more known. And then I realized that quote encompasses everything that a mom is. Again, we will do anything necessary for our kids. And I think that actually spills over into our everyday life. We will do anything for just about anybody who needs it. And that's where we can tie it into our jobs too. We want to do anything and everything to make someone, something, and someone as happy as possible. You know, being a mom is my most important job. I mean, this entire podcast is completely based around, yes, it's motherhood, you know, it's me being a mom and then with a side of real estate. And I very much base my life on that. And I am fortunate to say I base my life on that. And a lot of my clients understand that as well, that maybe I will have that four-year-old assistant with me who's turning on the lights and unlocking the door. Or, gosh, bless her, my daughter Collins, who just hasn't quite understood what a showing means yet. And she will be all over the place. But a lot of times if she is, you know, being vocal or maybe a little bit more upset, it's funny, my clients will be like, okay, this is not the house for us. Collins doesn't like it. We just know that this one's not it. So it's very much a blessing that within our job, we can do what is necessary to be a mom first. So with that being said, maternal love, it is a powerful love, which brings me into my special guest. My special guest with me today is, and if I start crying, I'm sorry, but she is quite literally my idol. She is a true superhero. She will do anything for anybody, and she is honestly my built-in best friend. And now we're both going to start crying. Shoot. She has taught me everything I know when it comes to being a mom, but also in real estate. Before we started this, you know, we were talking about mentors, and I got to talk to a newer agent, and she was like, how lucky are you that you get to work with your mom and beside your mom, and you didn't even have to question a mentor. And you best believe she would be the first person that I would call if I'm like, mom, I don't understand this question. I think I did that the first 2 years of real estate. You know, you're trying to get confident. You're trying to figure things out in a new position. And the fact that I could have my mom as my boss still to this day, 8 years later, and we thrive on it. You know, we have built this relationship in real estate, and we've always had it, I would say, with, you know, a mother-daughter relationship. We're very, very close. So, like I said, she is everything I hope to be as a mom, hope to be as a real estate agent as I grow. And she is truly a pillar of strength. And she taught me that, too, with everything that had happened with Kinsey, because her love never wavered. So with the biggest warm welcome, I would like to introduce my queen and a lot of other people's queen herself, Dixie Lundquist. So welcome to the show, Mom.
Thank you. Now that you made me cry.
I know, both of us.
I know, which is easy to do these days.
I know. Me too. It being 13 days away from, is it 13 now? I don't even know. That's a good thing. I'm not counting that bad. Yeah. 13 days
emotions.
Away. But with that being said, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Dixie Lundquist. I started the Lundquist Group now about 15 years ago, believe it or not. Can't believe it. And like you said, I'm a mother of three, and that's been my number one job. My degree, years ago, I started as a counselor. My degree is in counseling. I have a master's in counseling. Graduated from Ohio State University, and your dad too, every job we did for the family, and so it worked out great, but I love what I do now, and my counseling, and I say that all the time, my counseling degree has been the best thing for me to go into real estate, because this is one of the hugest decisions in people's lives. And if you don't have a good relationship, good communication, good listening, good understanding, it's not going to work. So I have used my counseling skills, and I swear, you know, God leads you in certain ways, and this is how he led me. And I started
We have to be therapists a lot of times.
Yeah,
let's be, and really, I mean, I've had people admit that to me, that they're like, if you didn't talk me through this,
for sure,
I would not have been able to cross that finish line. And sometimes people just need that little extra push to say it is going to be okay. And I think you and I both stand on, a lot of times people like to say, this is my forever home. And I stop people a lot of times these days using the forever word, because nothing truly is forever.
Right.
Because you never know what tomorrow will bring.
Right.
And that is, I think, what can help soften people a little bit, to be like, okay, this isn't so much pressure that I have to be in this home for the rest of my life. I mean, the rest of our lives are
hopefully, God willing, a very long time.
Right.
So, you know, just being able to soften it a little bit to say, it's okay if life changes and you can't be here forever. I tell people too, I'm not trying to sell you on selling your house before you even buy this one. But again, you just never know what tomorrow will bring. So right. I think your counseling degree was probably the best, like you said, best thing you could have done. And
it's weird how it led me this way. You know, I've always loved real estate. Mm-hmm. I just never took the jump because I was, you know, doing my counseling, doing what I thought mm-hmm. I needed to do and being a mom of three kids and now a grandma, which is the best job ever. But yeah, it has made a difference because sometimes you just have to step back. You learn to step back, to take a breath before you jump to things.
Yep.
And you and I both learn that. You give it 24 hours.
Yes.
Just let it soak in. Let's not answer anything yet.
Yep.
And usually by a good night's sleep and retalking, it's better. So we have learned
say,
that. Yes.
Good night's sleep and usually take a shower.
Yeah.
Just let it fly.
Yeah.
You know, you get a clear mind and can take that step forward. And maybe it is, you know, what we had talked about at the heat of the moment, and it comes out that maybe this isn't the house for you, or yes, maybe an inspection report didn't come back as great, but at least you have a clear, even mind to say, okay, this is the next step that we need to take, and this is where we're going to go.
And that's the same with seller side too, though, because a seller's home, like anyone's home, that's your castle, mm-hmm. that's your home. So to hear anything negative is very, very hurtful. Nobody believes it. And you kind of have to prep that ahead of time and be like, you know what? This is your home. And I say that often. I said, don't be offended. I love your home. I love the way you live. But not everybody lives the same way.
Yep.
And you have to understand that because people get very offended and very defensive when people are talking negative about their home or they find things that maybe they didn't know about.
Yep.
But it's like, well, we've never had a roof leak. Well, you know.
And now
it's
with
okay.
cameras
yeah.
all the time, with the Ring doorbells.
Oh, gosh. I warn people that all the time. I'm like, if you see a Ring doorbell, let's just not talk till we're done.
Yes.
Because I don't know what you know, how you feel. They don't need to know how
or
you feel.
Or how people take it,
sellers
and buyers, and
twist
it. And goodness forbid that the seller on the Ring doorbell hears something negative.
Yeah. They're not going to pick your offer.
Right. And you don't want it to be biased like that, but you know, they'll figure it out because everything's electronic now. They can see when you were there, what time you entered, which is a good thing, too, with safety. But, you know, they can keep track and keep tabs on that. And then they're like, oh, no, we don't want to take your offer because, you know, you didn't like this. You didn't like this paint color in our dining room.
And if you're in a multiple offer situation and then you have to decide, you might be like, oh, they could be difficult to work with. I'm not going to pick that. So, So
which
I always best to just not talk about it until you step away.
Which can be hard, too, because, I mean,
I've done it before.
Been everywhere.
Yeah. I'll be saying something. I'll be like, oh, shoot. I probably shouldn't have said that.
That is a camera. Yeah. And that's okay. We do have, I will throw a disclaimer out there. There is a little sheet that they disclose if there's surveillance going on. So it's not like sellers are being sneaky or anything. Maybe they just genuinely have cameras around for the kiddos or camera, you know,
and
especially.
Most people do.
Yeah. Baby monitors, those Ring doorbells, surveillance cameras in the backyard, just for safety reasons. In general. So why did you get into real estate? Because it was at a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
It was at a not good time. I will say that.
I don't know what finally pushed me to do it. I do kind of know. You know, a friend of mine, we were talking, I've always wanted to do real estate, and I picked her brain and talked to her about it. But I wasn't ready to leave my full-time job. I wanted to make sure I was vested in my job before I left. And you were leaving for college. And I thought, okay, you were going to college. I had thought about making some extra money for you going to college as well. And, you know, is that something eventually then I would leave my counseling job and just go straight to real estate? So that was really what made me get into real estate was just I wanted to pay for your college.
12,
yeah,
right?
2012. It was really 2011, but you left in 2012.
If anybody remembers what was going on in 2008 to really 2011 or 12? It was like the worst time to ever get into real estate.
It was the worst time, but I came in with no huge expectations, and that's what you have to do. I had that ability to do that and to do something I love to do that I could finally do. I had a great person that guided me who was a dear friend, and also with you, you know, I was busy with the other two kids as well, but it gave me another purpose when you were leaving for college. Mm-hmm. And then I had a goal to be like, okay, she's got to go to college. We want to pay for her college. This will do it. I can get into something I love. And then it just came into a passion. And eventually I was able to.
Now you know, I even use that degree.
No, I know. But you do.
No, I do. It's marketing from Ohio University. And I truly do. Everything I learned from, we've talked with my marketing degree, with my teaching degree, all of it. And same thing with counseling.
Yeah, it's
full mm-hmm. circle that I don't know what I would have done if that wasn't the path that I took.
Right.
You know, it all built quite literally upon each other to be the best it could be. And I will say and go on record that I don't know how it came about, but you had called me and you said, why don't you take your real estate courses at OU? So I ended up taking my real estate courses while I was getting my degree, and I said to Mom, I will never use this. Sales is not for me. I think it can be kind of sleazy. It makes me nervous. I don't want to do it. And now look at us 8 years later, and I love it. And it is, you know, every job has its perks and its amazingness. And I loved my marketing jobs. Again, it built upon my skills that I can use now. I absolutely loved being a teacher. I think it really, I don't know if you're allowed to have two callings in your life, but I think I was called to be a teacher. And it was an amazing time. I was a kindergarten teacher at Huber Ridge. I loved it. But then I became a mom of my own. And like Mom knows best, she told me that when I became a mom of my own, it gets very hard to... And I was a teacher to 52 kindergartners. So I was half day kindergarten, 26 in the morning, 26 in the afternoon. And then you come home and you be with your new baby and you're just exhausted and tired. And I wasn't getting home until 6:30 some nights. And, you know, it just became a lot. So then when real estate picked up, I had to sit down and make a choice. How, kind of like what you did with counseling, can we be 100% commission and be comfortable and okay with it? Because that's, a lot of people don't know that with real estate, mm-hmm. is we are 100% commission. We are 100% based, and with our business, we are pretty much referrals. And, you know, we don't pay for leads. We don't, you know, cold call or...
We're blessed with the sphere that we're around, and we have great people that refer, and a referral is like the best compliment you can ever receive.
Yeah.
To know that somebody referred you to someone they know means you did a good job.
And that means, we have people referring us to people who have never even used us. Like mm-hmm. maybe the person referring is just like, oh, I know Morgan and Dixie have a good heart. So, you mm-hmm. know, I know they'll be in good hands. So that is just what it drives us to, I think, be better agents. Mm-hmm. For sure. And not to say, you know, a random lead from Zillow or something. We would not give them the same love and dedication as we would.
We've met good people through.
We've met amazing people through.
Referrals like that.
Yes.
Yeah, we have had some referrals mm-hmm. that come off of Zillow, or maybe we meet at an open house that we have no idea, but we've made some good friends out of that too.
Yep. But I also think we do a good job at making sure that they know we remember them. And we truly, mm-hmm. so, I mean, I tell people all the time, we're in like a love triangle until closing day. And the triangle is us, the buyers or the sellers. And then if it's a buyer, usually the lender. And that's our little triangle of love that you talk to them every day. I mean, you really become a part of this person's life or this family's life. And then all of a sudden on closing day, it's like...
I know.
It's sad. And sometimes it is really emotional because you feel like, you know, you want to keep in touch with them all the time, but they're busy building their new lives in their home.
Right.
So, no, I think that's one of the best parts of our job.
Oh, the people we meet?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The families we meet.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many friends I have become with from real estate, and now they are dear to my heart. So we're constantly texting.
I was going to say, let's go down to that question. What is the most memorable transaction? Good, bad, the ugly, maybe don't do the ugly one. What is the most memorable transaction that you can think of?
Well, I have two.
And she's had a lot. I'm going to be the one to tell you. She has a lot of transactions under her belt. Yeah. She had a very good first year as a real estate agent. So she would never say that to anybody, but that's where she got the name the queen, because she is.
No, but I was very blessed. Like we talked about, when I came in 2011, the market had tanked. I came in with, I mean, so many real estate agents had left. So how many do we have now? I mean,
almost 10,000.
Yeah. I mean,
in Central Ohio. Like, that's just Central Ohio.
Yeah, we might have had 3,000 at the time I came in.
Wow.
So I really came in at a very rocky time, but for me, it was the best. You know what I mean? Because you can only go up from there, I guess, to say it that way. So, you know?
Yeah.
So, but my very first one was very difficult, and it was sweet because I was farming, and I sent out cards, and somebody I had gone to high school with, who was still, you know, a friend, acquaintance that I knew, reached out and said, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were doing real estate. Can you do this? Absolutely. But then I meet, and then they're going through a divorce, and then they're going through bankruptcy. And it was, I mean, my very first one, I learned so much from that first one. It wasn't even funny.
God does funny things.
Really. And then the realtor I was working with, thank goodness, was in our office and guided me through it, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was, he's retired now. My gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
Tim?
No. I'll tell you
Tom?
In a minute. Mm-mm. Oh, you're thinking of Tom. No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Gary Wolf. Gary
oh,
Wolf,
no
who,
way.
Who he's done both the deals with me.
Yep.
Both of these deals, it was through Gary Wolf, who was amazing. And I used to teach with his wife, not teach when I was doing my counseling for the deaf. But anyway, what a small world. But he went through that one with me, which was the hardest, because we went to the closing table and neither one of them were coming into close. They were out. We're out in the parking lot. We're all crying. We're trying to figure out how to get to the table. And I just thought,
move
this isn't going to happen.
Outside.
I know. I'm not. They were like, I'm not coming in. I'm not signing. They were fighting. And then, you know, the buyers were in there waiting to sign. And so it all worked out. But it was something
else. I even remember that one.
Yeah.
And like, not the specifics, but I was, because I was I still at home then if you got your license at 2011?
No.
Like, I seriously, maybe you were calling me and filling
me in. You know what?
In.
Yeah, you hadn't left yet because you would have left in fall of 2012.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I remember some of the rocky times. Where,
yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, and we just had a new person come in, our team, who's wonderful, Ashley, and she just went through a crazy one too. And I said, you know, it's usually the first one that is the hardest because that preps you for all the others.
Yes.
It won't be that hard. So it was funny she had that because I told her about mine too.
Yeah, mine was really hard too.
Yeah.
I remember that. And she.
But it's not like it's hard because you're new. It was hard because there were so many other problems.
So many layers.
And yeah.
It was with probably, and I can say she is one of the top agents in Central Ohio. And I remember standing and not, you don't. It's a poker face until you hang up the phone. And I remember I hung up the phone with her and I just broke down into tears because I was so nervous. You know, you're nervous. You don't, especially on the phone, at least with text message, you can wait a second and I can call you and get my response. But yeah, I remember mine was pretty,
yeah,
pretty tough too.
But. And when you're new, they try to give you a hard time. That's part of it.
But, yeah.
You know, thinking you don't know what you're doing and you don't.
And
you're
you
learning.
Don't.
But when you get good agents that want to help you learn and understand that, then it's great.
So. And that's the best part of our team, though, is because, I mean, you had your mentor, and she is still wonderful and a part of our life. And I had you, and then now our team has you.
Both of us.
And you know, I try and help where I can, and I don't know what we would do. I don't know what I would have done without you. I probably would not be a real estate agent right now. I can tell you that right now.
Well, we've made the statistics because they say they quit after the first year, but we made it.
87% of agents quit within 5 years.
Yeah.
That is a large amount of
Mm-hmm. That's in my little sheet. 87% quit within the first 5 years. And I mean, think of the whole new, obviously, whole new batches of agents were coming in within that 5 years when COVID hit, because all you had to do to sell a house was put your name on it. Mm-hmm. And it'd be gone in 24 hours.
I know. And that's where it kind of got, it got a little negative, I think, for real estate in that, because people are like, oh, you're not really doing anything. You're just getting paid, which is so not true.
Yes.
You know, we still had a lot to do. And then people get in and be like, oh, I can do that. Well, they realize it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But so many were like, oh, you're just getting paid to do nothing. And that was a little bit hurtful, but it's like, I think then they realized what we did. You know what I mean?
Especially
because
it
wasn't the fun time.
No.
And it was very difficult, but.
No.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well.
So my good one was also with Gary Wolf, who we ended up buying this amazing, huge home of a very well-known person.
I didn't know he was the listing agent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
He was the listing agent, and it was a massive home. And we had looked for a while, and yeah.
It was an NFL football player's, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And a
who built
coach.
It.
Yep. And it was a great house. And so, yeah, so it was perfect. And that person that bought that house became one of my closest friends now, who I met from another house. I actually had another house listed that they liked. She came. We fell in love with each other. And now I'm their real estate agent and also a very close friend. So that is a story I love. That's what I like. And I have so many people that we reach out. And like you said, once it's closed, you don't talk as much. Mm-hmm. But you'll still text and be like, oh, I miss talking to you. How are things going? You know.
I know.
So those were two really good ones.
I think with the second one, the hardest one, well, actually in the first one too, the fact that you just sent out a postcard.
Yeah.
Because usually those don't work. So this is a PSA to all new agents. A postcard actually worked to get your first, and that wasn't a small deal either. That was in Olentangy, I think, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, if you say it now, $500,000 is not a big deal on a house. That's $500,000.
That's what I tell people all the time.
And that's a normal price anymore. It's kind of strange, but yeah. It was a $500,000 home.
Well, and then you look back what houses were selling for in 2017.
Yeah.
I have one in contract right now that a house sold, and that's why I think of 2017. It sold in 2017 in Canal Winchester for $259,000. We're in contract right now for $495,000. That is crazy.
If this doesn't teach you how good it is to get into real estate,
yes.
You always build equity. I can't tell people enough who rent how important it is to get in.
Yes.
Prices always go up, you know?
No matter what.
Yeah. I mean, the market crashed because of lending. It wasn't anything with the prices and houses and mm-hmm. stuff. It just happened. So,
I mean,
yes,
that's
you
another
always
thing
build
with real estate,
equity.
Though, too. Mm-hmm. Where, I mean, it says we're down in March 2024, we're down 5% on closed sales. So, from March 2025 to March 2024, we're down 5% in closed sales. We are still increasing. Our median average price to sell a home in Columbus, Ohio is $320,000.
It's amazing.
That's crazy.
I know. But when you say you're down, we were so high that down isn't really down.
No.
You know, if you look at it that way.
By 3%.
Yeah.
So it's not like, there's just a lot more inventory out there. Now, buyers can be picky because for the first time in 4-ish years, you don't have to walk in and pick within the first 5 minutes.
Well, you have to think,
you
we now think have
it.
About 3,600 homes on the market, mm-hmm. where back then we might have had 12.
Right.
That's huge. You know what I mean?
So, it's stressful
for
everybody. Yeah. Because then they think, you know, they have to pick right away. And I hate to say it, but even if you kind of liked it, you had to.
Right.
Because they already had 12 offers before an open house even happened. If open houses were even happening.
Yeah, there weren't very many. Yeah, after COVID, open houses kind of stopped, and they're mm-hmm. just now starting to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you didn't have to have an open house. It was sold before you even could have one.
But that's the price points, too. It didn't matter if the house was $200,000 or $1.3 million.
Yeah.
It was going in a second.
Yeah.
But then again, trying to get, where are they going to go? Where would they,
Right.
It's the flip around that, yes, you can make so much in equity, but where would you have gone? So
you're going to have to buy high.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
then
high,
right now,
buy high.
So it's kind of equal too. You know, you're maybe getting list price, maybe $5,000-$10,000 higher if there's multiple offers. And when we say multiple, it's not the 30-40 anymore. It's the
5 to 10.
Maybe. Yeah. Depending on the price point. It all evens out somehow. So, well, with that being said, this is where I always got nervous when I was leaving my job. We're switching it over to motherhood a little bit. What, were you scared jumping into 100% commission with 3 kids? Because that was my biggest thing too.
Yeah, I was a little. I mean, we're very blessed. We have husbands that have income as well.
Right.
And, but I did it slow enough, and I think you kind of did too, where I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't just cut it off. Yeah. I didn't cut off that income and then, you know, go straight to commission. I still was making commission.
Yeah.
You have to learn to stock away. You have to learn to save, FYI.
The tax time is not fun.
I was going to say, that's something I was on you all the time. Uh-huh. That, okay, this is great, but don't forget to put away for taxes.
And I didn't learn that until I actually had to learn the hard way, because mom is always right.
So you just have to, be prepared to do it and know that, hey, you might not make money in 3 months, then you might make 6 months. You work your tail off for a month. Maybe if you're showing a buyer, you may be working your tail off for 6 months to then get paid once they buy.
Yep.
So it's not immediate, and you have to be prepared for that. If you're not good with your finances and putting that aside, then you may need to rethink it. But it's a habit you just have to learn. And I had to learn it because I had a constant, steady income.
Yep.
And I kept that income until I had enough saved away that I knew that if I wasn't getting paid for 3 to 4 months, I would still have the money.
You learn the hard way, because it's usually in the, you know, November, December, when it's like the
used to be
holiday. Yeah. November, December, and then January, February with that snow and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now
the market's staying strong. Everybody's like, when's it good? I'm like, I can't tell you. The market has not died down.
No.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
So,
which is, I mean, it's a good thing. My first special guest, Carly, had bought both times in December. And I forgot that we had closed both times. And that's usually the time you mentally prepare yourself. I mean, summers are always crazy for both of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like showing after showing, which is, again, we're so fortunate to be able to say that. And then there's some type of slowdown, which I did feel this year, though, because
After school started.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, that's just because I think we just had more inventory and I don't know. Things were just.
Saying that, I always tell people I would never list a house near a holiday.
Yeah.
But I would buy a house near a holiday. I always tell people that. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, because
that's where you get
your don't
deals.
Have much. Yes. And you don't have much competition.
Uh-huh.
So I would never list one. But certainly if you see one you like near a holiday, I've had somebody buy on Thanksgiving. I'm like, it was perfect.
I did too.
And they were so happy.
And it was, it was Carly. Uh-huh. Carly's house that we had listed. And then the agent had placed an offer that morning on Thanksgiving. And she kept apologizing, like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, this is the best Thanksgiving ever. You know, we're thankful for your offer. So I know, you know, selling is tougher around the holidays. Mm-hmm. But it's like every holiday now kind of gets.
Yeah, I wouldn't list on any holiday when people are traveling or being with their family.
No, because it's hard. It's hard. But, okay, so was growing a team something you always wanted to do? Because, I mean, it started with you, and then you slowly recruited me and convinced me, and then now we're up to 6 altogether, and that is
crazy,
insane to me.
Because I never was going to do it. I never thought about it. I was like, I just jumped in myself and did it. And then you and I thought, okay, we're going to be a team, you and I. And then I know we're approached a lot, which is such a, I touched my microphone. Such a blessing that so many people see what we do and want to join our team.
Yeah.
And that's a nice compliment too. So, no, it wasn't something I wanted to do, but I'm very grateful for them now. Everything we've been through, I mean, we need that support, and it means a lot. And I always tell people, I used to say you get 2 for the price of 1. Now you get 6 for the price
literally
of 1.
Literally.
I know. Because you may meet any one of us, and I'm And I feel so good that I knew if they met anyone on our team, I would never have to worry about it.
No. And everyone is so, I'd say all of our personalities are pretty different in, you know, I don't know. I would say I'm the loudest and most out there, but I don't know. I love
competition with
Ashley.
Ashley's
giving me a run for my money.
Yeah.
Ash, you're giving me a run for my money in the best way because she's been what, licensed sick?
No, she's been licensed a year, but she's really gotten going the last, you know, like.
She texted me the other day and said, I was at the dentist and he mentioned that he was going to sell his house. So I gave him my card while he was cleaning my teeth.
She'll give it to anybody. And I love that. And that's what you have to do. You cannot be afraid.
No.
You got to put yourself out there.
And that's the hardest part too with
it is
having another job, which is a lot of our team though too, because when you're asked, what do? The first thing you say is your primary income job, right?
Yeah.
Not real estate on the side. I would always be, I'm a teacher. Oh, and I do real estate. Well, what do they hear immediately? Oh, where do you teach?
Right.
So now it's flipped. And all I mean, truly all we say, obviously, because it's our full-time job, is we're in real estate and it takes off. You could be talking to anybody. And I swear to you, people are so interested, even if they don't care or have a house to sell or immediately people want to talk to you about real estate, which is fun.
And, and I'm fine with our group that way because I did it that way.
Yeah.
I did it that way.
Me
so,
too.
Yes, you don't quit your job when you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But I do kind of say you should say real estate first if you want to get business.
Yes.
It depends. You just have to adjust to whoever you're talking to. But
I know.
I'm okay with that because they've got to be comfortable with doing 100% commission.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Which is, again, scary.
Yeah.
But I will
and so
say
I
too,
would never, you know, push anyone to do it when they're not prepared.
But that's why I love our team, is we don't force anything. We don't push anything. It's
We're here for you and our team.
And we're just a team that way. So, well, what makes you want to continue to do real estate?
Oh, I love what I do. I now love my team. I love the blessing that I get to work with you every day and the people I meet. I've made so many friends. You know, my life is a little bit different than yours. When I first started, my sphere was your friends, families, sports, meeting people. Then, you know, Mason, all the people I met through his
school. Social media was not a thing either.
Not really. It was who you were around all the time, and they spread, so it was my friends. Well, now I'm in a different time in my life, so I don't have those groups. Lucky I still have so many friends. But now it's all the new friends that I'm making.
Yeah.
That's great. And I love it. And they've, you know, they've just become
But you've always been such a friend person. And that's one thing I try to learn from you is you keep your friends. I mean, you still have Mason's hockey friends from when he played.
Yeah, since he was three. But I also have high school friends. I mean, I have all my high school friends. I have all my college friends. I have, you know, so it's important. But friends are important to me. Like, you can't get through things without your friends.
Yeah.
So.
I know. That's where I need to do better at.
Yeah.
That's where I need to learn. But you're my friend.
No. You have lots of friends. I get so many compliments from you. I'm proud of you. So.
No, I think our job is, it's fun. We are not good at turning our jobs off, though. That's one thing. In a good way, I will say that. You know, you and I, I don't like to tell people it's a job, even, you know, because we just integrate it completely into our life, and people will say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm texting you at 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, honestly, I didn't even realize, like, you were texting me. You know, we don't think we're a 9 to 5, and that's it. You know, we'll just...
Yeah, and sometimes that's the best time because we're so busy. 9 o'clock hits, 8:30, I have to go back and then recontact. I'm like, oh, no, please reach out anytime. And that's, you know, like that's the people that we use too, even the lenders.
Yep.
I like to use lenders that are available all the time.
All the time.
And that's why I tell people I use them because they're available 24/7. Mm-hmm. We're not 9 to 5 anymore.
No.
You know, we can't be. So.
And if you are 9 to 5...
then you're not going to get
bless
much
the
business.
Lenders if you're listening to us, if you're 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I mean, weekends is when it happens. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like when the magic happens, you know, people get, people ask me all the time, well, do you work on Saturdays? And I'm like, oh, do I work on Saturdays? Yeah. I am Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. But there's a flip to that where, okay, but we can be at home until noon on a random Wednesday and not have anything, whereas other people are going and driving into an office and being there. So it's definitely give or take, but we just, it's just a part of our lives in the best kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love what I do.
I know. What's your favorite part about real estate?
That's pretty much my same answer.
Seriously?
It's my friends that I make.
Seriously?
Yes. I love what I do, but I've learned a lot. And going back to you going to college and learning that, I didn't care if you got into real estate or not, but every college person should know about finances and real estate.
I know.
Truly, because that's where it is. And, you know, someday you are going to want to buy a house.
Yeah.
And that's what I told you. Just take the classes so you know what it means. Yeah. Learn about the finances. Learn about, you know, lending. Because how many young people do you have come in and be like, I don't even know, what do I do first?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I know.
I know.
And you Google it. Google tells you nothing.
Right.
I have so many people that tell me that. I Googled how to buy a house and it didn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, because it tells you all these different sporadic things. I'm like, okay, well, that's just where we'll meet. We'll talk about it. We'll break it down and and go from there.
So it's important. I love educating people. I love being what we call the trusted advisor in real estate. I think,
that's fancy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
That comes from Coldwell Banker. For to be the trusted
Coldwell
advisor.
Banker.
But we are, you know, I want people to know if they have any questions, they can come to us and we can help, and that we will help them get through easy, and then we'll become friends.
Well, and what's your favorite part about being a mom?
Oh, gosh. Being a Mimi?
Well, I'm going to wipe your eye right now.
Is
you
it
can
black?
Have this. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. So I got your back. Oh, no. This is why you're on here.
Now it's worse.
Yeah. No, now it's great.
I know.
No, it's great.
Okay.
No. Being a Mimi?
Yeah.
I know.
And I told you that.
I know.
I said,
disclaimer,
I loved you guys
when you have
death.
Children, you become on the back burner.
Yeah. I said, I loved you guys to death, but this is a different kind of love.
I know.
So.
Wow.
So
she can
I thank
give them
you
ice
for blessing
cream and candy
me.
And shoo up back to me.
Thank you for blessing me with those two. But no,
I know they're the best.
Yeah, but number one is being a mom.
I know.
So
that's how I am.
Yeah,
it's the best. But
yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining
this
me.
This was fun.
I know.
It's such a blessing.
I know. I love it every single day. So thank you for tuning in to our May 2025 edition of Motherhood. I just love having my wonderful special guests on here. It is so refreshing and incredible to be a part of it. So happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there. I will be back next month for some more fun, bringing you all things real estate and motherhood, of course. If you would like to check out some more real estate and mom things, you can always go to my social media at Making Moves with Morg. Follow on Instagram, or you can even go to our Coldwell Banker page for the Lundquist group, because we're all active on there too. So we are so thankful that you got to join us. Again, happy Mother's Day. Make someone smile today. Thanks for joining us.